Billions of months passed, and 28 days later, the moon appeared.
The Flower Power Hour reminds you, this program is intended for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. So, do not listen unless you are mature and discreet. Thank you.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. And she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
We are serving twofers on this Flower Power Hour. No particular reason for that, just because it feels good.
I feel happy!
We heard a pair from Toto, Africa and Hold the Line.
In that last song, he was trying to figure out what love is by listing a whole bunch of things that love is not.
Yeah, it's not in the way you say you're mine.
Yeah, man.
And it's not in the way you say you care.
Can I call you Sugar Plum?
Also, too, from a troubled guy who took his job very seriously, Phil Oakes. We heard War Is Over and A Small Circle of Friends.
He preferred to call himself a topical singer rather than a protest singer.
Phil Oakes, born in 1940 in El Paso, Texas. He took his own life in 1976 after suffering from bipolar disorder and alcoholism.
Up next, a pair of tunes from the Moody Blues' iconic album, Days of Future Past.
What a great LP. Here's the Moody's bass player, John Lodge, talking about after they recorded the album, they had a listening party. And this is the best way, by the way, to listen to the Flower Power Hour. Turn all the lights off. Turn the music way up.
On the playback, in the dark, we always put the lights down totally out. Big speakers in the studio floor, and we invited girlfriends and friends, the people of the record company. And when we played the song back first, if I remember right, nothing happened. Nothing happened. It was dead quiet. It's like, what just happened? It was really, and we played it again. Let's play it again. And we played again, and after the second time, it was like, I don't know what we've done, whether it's going to be successful or what, but we knew it was different and we were proud. Yeah, we were proud of what we'd made. We were proud of this album. It didn't matter if it sold. It really didn't. It was not about that at all. It was something magic that we'd created and no one else had.
cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion. Pinprick holes in a colorless sky let insipid figures of light pass by. The mighty light of 10,000 suns challenges infinity and is soon gone. Nighttime to some, a brief interlude. To others, the fear of solitude. Brave Helios, wake up your steeds. Bring the warmth the countryside needs.
You've got the Flower Power Hour.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Getting worse, always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirts? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play.
Makes the news of the web. Yes, you could say she was attractively built. Dolls are bed and jackals and kills. Dilla dilla when she's just in the hills. You were kind of upset. You're just a nice last of gal.
It's the Make Love, Not War show, the Flower Power Hour. And we hope you're busy making love, not war.
Yeah. Two Beatles Escher tunes there, Polythene Pam and Piggies.
I really love hearing those early takes. Pretty cool.
Yeah, sure are. And we also heard a couple of seldom played Moody Blues tracks from Days of Future Past, The Day Begins and Lunch Break / Peak Hour.
John Lodge said they commandeered the studio. Just locked it down completely while they were recording that album.
Whatever they did, it sure worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, he said they turned all the lights off so there would be no distractions when they listened to the playback. That's how we recommend you listen to the Flower Power Hour.
Yeah, man.
For maximum enjoyment.
I can dig it.
Yeah, turn all your screens off and close your eyes and just dig it.
We've been serving you twofers on this Flower Power Hour. And we'll close with a pair from Canada's Bruce Cockburn, Wondering Where the Lions Are and If I Had a Rocket Launcher.
The last line in that song says, if he had a rocket launcher, some son of a bitch would die. But Cockburn is a pacifist.
Yeah, he once told an interviewer that the song is not a call to arms. It is a cry for peace.
Sun's up, looks okay, the world survives into another day. About lions at the door, they were not.
Steve Lucas à la basse. Et à la batterie, Ben Reilly.
Listening to the Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ. Join us again next time for more peace, love, and rock and roll.